Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir B'tochen, Shir number 45. We're in the sixth parak of the Chayvus Halvavos, and he's talking about the issue of asking Hashem for pledges, the security mentality, that I'm only going to serve Hashem if he delivers the goods, if he provides me enough money to last for a lifetime and health for a lifetime, and then I have that, then I'll serve you, you know, like that collateral type of thing. And we mentioned a few arguments of why that's a very unhealthy, incorrect, very short-sighted type of a way of serving Hashem. And that's not really serving Hashem. So the third argument, we went through a few last shir. Imagine going to someone asking for a loan. And the person says, I'm willing to lend you the money if you guarantee it by giving me a gold watch as a pledge. And you tell him, what do you mean? You yourself still owes me money from before. And it's more than I want to borrow from you now. So where do you get the nerve to ask a pledge from me? Right? So that's our situation here. We come to Hashem saying, we're willing to serve you, but give us a guarantee first to ensure that we'll be rewarded or we have our security. So Hashem answers back, look at what I did for you up till now. I gave you so much. I created you. I gave you food, clothing, a home to live in. You owe me so much. Whatever you'll do for me is only paying me back partially what I gave you. So how can you ask me for such a guarantee? So Vashlishi, the third argument is, one who takes a pledge from someone else only does it if there's no outstanding debt from before. They has no claim against that person asking for the pledge. So then he's right, asking for the pledge. You know, so if you lend money to someone, you could demand the security from that borrower. But if you, the lender, already owes that money to that same borrower from before, and you owe a debt to that borrower from before that you still didn't pay up, and now he's asking a loan from you, you can't ask for security. If the lender owes the borrower from previous debts, meaning the lender himself was the borrower per se, he has no right to ask from the same borrower the pledges. And even if the borrower offers the security from the lender shouldn't accept it. It's a chutzpah. Certainly Hashem himself, whom a person has the very valid obligations because of what Hashem did for us in the past and currently, that we have to pay him, we owe him. If all the good deeds of all the people who ever lived together were gathered together and credited to one individual, that would not be enough to repay even one kindness that Hashem has done for him. How could that brazen individual not be ashamed to ask Hashem sheyagdim tavis gedolos, that he should grant in advance new benefits, in addition to the benefits that you already got from Hashem before, to increase the debt of Hashem, besides he may never fulfill the vow to serve him, because his days will be over? So when a person asks for a pledge from Hashem, the first question is, what about paying back what you owe Hashem from before? How could you undertake to promise Hashem to do more in return for a new pledge if you never lived up to pay back what you were obligated to do in return of old pledges of what he's done for you before? One chassid said to people, "B'nei Adam, people, how you talking? Is it possible Hashem would hold you responsible for mitzvahs that you didn't do yet and require you to perform tomorrow's duties now? Hashem would never ask you to do tomorrow's mitzvahs today. Or to do duties that from a year or two and now? In other words, will Hashem hold you responsible if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach when it's still Purim? Or the mitzvahs of Pesach a year from now? He doesn't expect that of you. So how can you expect Hashem to reward you for mitzvahs you haven't done yet?" Amrulai, and they would answer him, "Yeah, you're right. The time has not come yet to do those mitzvahs. How could we be held responsible for obligations that are due at the time when not, that we may not be alive then? When the time comes, then we'll be responsible for them. We have to keep mitzvahs in this definite service at a definite time, when the definite time comes. But when the time has not yet come, we can't be blamed for not having done that avodah. When it's Hanukkah, we'll do the mitzvahs of Hanukkah. When it's Purim, we'll do the mitzvahs of Purim. It's not Purim yet, so we can't do the mitzvahs of Purim yet. Amalahem, so the chassid answered back. You're right. V'chein orav lochem ha'bayri yisparach l'chol zman yidua teref yidua. Hashem says the same thing to you. He gave you every definite period that support for that time. V'aleichem boy avoydi yaseira. And in return for it, you're obligated to do that corresponding service. He's giving you today all the kaychais, but today you need to do today's service. Just like he, Hashem, does not demand you from you to do mitzvahs or services before its time. So you should feel a sense of shame and not ask Hashem for support before its time. So why do I see you? You're asking Hashem for support for many years ahead of time. Before you've done those mitzvahs in future years, you're asking support for those years? How do you know you'll live that long? That you're already asking Hashem advance for your support. Even to your future wife or your children, who may not be there yet. So don't ask Hashem to perform, just like I don't ask you to perform mitzvahs that you're not responsible for. So you shouldn't hold me, Hashem says, responsible to reward you for mitzvahs you didn't do yet either. And not only are you asking for basic needs, you want in advance basics and luxuries for unknown future times that have not yet been promised to you. Not only don't you do those services ahead of time, you don't make a cheshbon nefesh. What about your service till now? Did you do it all correctly? That he never neglected to provide you with your needs, even if you lacked in your service of Hashem. So that is the idea. You see, we gain now some more understanding of this whole subject. What subject? He's not talking about a person who won't put on tefillin unless he has enough money. We're not talking about that. Or a person will say, I'm not going to keep Shabbos, you know, unless you give me all my parnasa now. We're talking about a person who is keeping mitzvahs now. So we're not talking, he's not refusing to keep mitzvahs. But he has this attitude in his mind, tit for tat type of thing. So in addition to our daily program of keeping mitzvahs of the Torah, which every man and any woman are expected to keep, he expects you also to devote yourself to Hashem, a certain type of Avodas Hashem. There's a whole shar right before Shar Bitachon called Shar Avodas Alikim, the service of Hashem. And the Chayvus Alvavus expects us to undertake that work without advance promises or guarantees. A kind of Avodas Hashem that a person says he's willing to undertake no matter what. But when he puts a pledge or deposit, give me a deposit in advance, that he's ridiculing. How could you ask for a pledge before you start your Avodas Hashem? So what is Avodas Hashem? So the idea is learning to thank Hashem for everything. Not just about learning Torah, as important as that is, or going out and teaching people to live a good life and observe Torah. All these are also beautiful things. But what's the first and foremost aspect of Avodas Alikim, Avodas Hashem, is studying all the wonderful things of this world, being grateful to Hashem for them. It's something very far from our minds often. It doesn't enter our thoughts that that's Avodas Hashem. What the Chayvus Alvavus says in the second Shara of Shara Bechina, we don't understand that, we don't do that. So a person has to be willing to devote his head and heart to the ideas of how fortunate he is that he had breakfast today, how fortunate he is that he slept last night, how fortunate he is that he has a pair of pants, or he has a skirt, or she has a skirt, how important that the sun is shining and the wind is blowing. All these things seem silly and meaningless to the world in general and to many from Jews that never thought about it this way. It doesn't enter our minds that that's called Avodas Hashem and the most fundamental and basic and crucial aspects of Avodas Hashem. But the Chayvus Avavus is telling us that's the minimum of what are to expect it. But if you say, I'm willing to do that, but first pay up, I need stuff for the future, Hashem says, no, I pay you every day for what you do. If you utilize your life to thank me, Hashem says, I'll give you bread, and you'll thank me for the bread. And if you utilize your life to thank me for your health, I'll give you health. That's our Avodas Hashem. But we're told he doesn't guarantee it ahead of time. We're not expected to do mitzvahs ahead of time. That's not what we're talking about. Now, could you daven for the future? Of course, that you could do. Could you say, even though I don't deserve it, please grant me a oitzer matnas chinam? You know, like a oitzer of, even though I'm not worthy, shower me brachais. Yes, you could ask Hashem to shower you brachais, but not with the attitude of, you owe me. So that is the idea. So that's very, very important. The Chayvus Halavos is saying there's no objection of a person making money or managing business, but be an Oved Hashem. Study Chayvus Halavos. Train your mind to do that service of being grateful for everything. And Hashem says, no problem. You could make a living, a normal life. You could even put money in the bank. You could build up a future that way. Again, we talked about it before. That's not a stira to ishtadlis. And even buying insurance is not a stira to ishtadlis. As long as it's kosher money and erlich, 100%. But the idea is, what's your avodas Hashem? Baruch Atah. Thank you, Hashem. You have that sincere feeling of gratitude. Beautiful fruits. The wind's blowing beautiful. It needs training. So Hashem is not telling you give up a normal life, but you learn how to thank Hashem every day and all day long, from when you get up in the morning to when you go to sleep at night, when you open your eyes. Moida ani lefanecha. I thank you, Hashem. And when you go to sleep, hamapol chevli shein aleinu, who put sleep upon my house. Thank you for helping me wake up. Thank you for helping me let me sleep. And all day long between those two stages, thanking Hashem and thinking of him. So now we see what the Chayvus Halavos is talking about. A person needs to open their minds to think of these things. And if you say, I'm too busy planning for the future, I have to prepare a house, get married, raise children, marry off a daughter, I need money for everything. So Hashem says, who's stopping you? But be active in the Avodas Hashem of now. And appreciate Hashem for now. So that is the idea. You could do whatever you need to do. But thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you eat lunch, you thank Hashem for the opportunity for that. Bracha HaMaitzi Lechem in HaAretz. Washing your hands on the Tilas Yadayim. Thinking of Hashem with gratitude and appreciation all day long. And then Hashem has no objection. You want to make money? Kol HaKavod, make money. Hashem will shower that bracha on you. Bracha and Hatzlacha.